of God and the peace of God that comes upon us when we get to worship and be in his presence. So this morning, I just thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his kindness and being a part of this service today, and just glad that you're all here to participate, and we're just going to worship God and let his presence touch us today. Amen? Amen. Amen.
And who's ready to worship? Yeah. Who's ready to get their praise on this morning? Come on, we're in the house of the Lord. We're going to shout. We're going to praise. We're going to lift our hands, and we're going to worship this morning. Yes.
Excuse me for a minute, but I've got a song to sing. It might not be okay, but it's from my heart. No one else can tell you what the Lord has done for me. It's my take on day, so I better start right now, and it might get loud. Down, down, down.
There is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won. Oh, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you. There is no army with the power to conquer you. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. Show me thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. There is a to go back to there's somebody in here this morning that goes, why do I gotta praise? Well, let me tell you, you need to praise. Praise is the victory. Come on, when you don't feel like praising, you need to lift up your voice and say hallelujah. Even if it sounds weak, but you need to do it because praise is victory in praise. Jehoshaphat sent out those worshipers. He didn't send out the ones in the armor. He sent out the ones with the praise in their lips. You need to have a praise in your lips this morning.
Cause all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out and play. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out and play. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair. A victory dance, I will dance out and sing. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out and sing. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in vain. I will crush disappointment. Show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too high. Show me waters he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible.
Oh, it's possible. We lift up our voice. We bless your name. What God showed me real quickly when I was driving in, that we were singing and praising and worshiping God, and all at once he showed me, which he showed it with me, but I believe I was representing us as a church body, and he showed me where I just didn't care anymore about what people thought or what people think. People are going to be people. And I just started breaking out in this dance during praise and worship and speaking in the Spirit the whole time. And us as a whole church were dancing and speaking and praising God. He said, it's going to be like the days of old in Pentecostal. It's time to put on your dance. Put on your unknown tongue and start praying in the Spirit, and we're going to see breakthroughs.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Fill the room. You're here and I know you are moving.
harp out. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for filling, for moving, for coming. Yeah.
Thank you. take a minute this morning and just worship. Oh, I believe. I believe. I believe. Sing with me, sing, we believe.
We got a new song for you, and we think this should be every believer's battle cry. Hallelujah.
Bandaging the broken or washing filthy feet. Here I am, Lord, send me.
If it's loving one another, even when we don't agree. Here I am, Lord, send me. My life reflects how much
I'm not sending a broken army. I'm sending a mighty, skilled, full of power, full of authority army to fight my battle. It says, I chose the foolish to confound the wise. Quit thinking that you're not that person I just explained. Quit thinking that you're not that person that I just described. You are that person. And all you need to do is be willing and mean the words, send me. And I will send you. And behind you, I will be. I have gone before you, and I am behind you. And I will send you, and you will come back victorious. I will send you, and I will send you to heal the broken. To heal those with diseases. To heal the addicted. To set them free. You will go with authority and power that I've given you. And you will cast out demons. And you will be my hands and my feet. Go, because I am with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
And amen. Hallelujah. Boy, you can just feel the presence of the Lord in the house.
Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
You can just feel the presence of the Lord in the house. Amen. Amen.
Don't worry. We don't know what we're doing, but the Lord knows what we're doing. Amen. He's moving.
Yes.
Amen. He's moving even now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mona, will you come up here, please? God says, you're not broken. You're whole. Amen. You've declared it over yourself. People have declared it over you. And right now he declares over you.
Yeah.
Completely healed. There are people that get up in the morning and struggle with hurts and pains that you'll never know about because they come in here and they stand strong and they worship him anyway. And they don't complain. They don't say a word. And you never know they're going through a fight. Amen.
I just wanna sit here.
we just take a moment? We know that Haley Smith has been under the weather a lot, and I just heard her name inside me. So we're going to lift up Haley. Father God, we just lift up Haley, and we just curse this bronchial stuff that's in her, Father. We just cause, we call it to come out of her. But Lord God, there's been a spirit of infirmity that just keeps attacking and attacking, and we call it to come off of her in Jesus' name. She don't have to be here. You understand? She don't have to be in this building. God's not moved by just this building. Father, we speak the word over her, and we send the word of healing to her, and we call her healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Has somebody in here been having like neck pains? Neck pains? Come on, come on. The Lord's going to reveal something. He's going to heal it. Amen? I don't know what people are like. I know some things, but I don't know everything. Amen?
Yep. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a long battle, he says. I hear long. Every time I pray for somebody, I immediately say, God, I thank you that it's done. I give him glory for the work that he has already finished. Even if I don't feel or don't see the end result, he has already done it when we've asked him. Amen? So, Lord, we thank you that it's done. It's completed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anybody else who went and got a doctor's report that they just need us to pray in agreement with them over? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
God is good. Woo! All the time. Amen. God is good. The babies come and the babies go. I'm just teasing. I thought JJ would say, hey. Oh, I love you, baby. Was that funny? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Amen. What we got going on? Women, we've got the Christmas party coming up at the first Saturday in December at noon here at the church. So we do have a sign up going, so we have an idea of how many people are coming. So if you want to sign up, just sign up anywhere on that sheet. I don't care where you sign up. Just sign up. We're going to have a great time. Amen. And we do like a $10 gift exchange. So don't let that stop you from coming. That's not like a deal breaker for us. We don't care, really. We just do it to have fun and to watch people sweat if their gift's going to be taken or are shared. We don't like to say steal, but, you know. Borrowed. Taken. Exchange. That's a good word. They always get something back. Amen? Forcefully. That's hilarious. So sign up out there. And then men, you're still going to have... No, not for... Yeah, next month you will. No. Uh-uh.
For the next 2 months, we won't have the men's breakfast.
Okay.
Because Thanksgiving and Christmas all fall on that weekend that we would normally have it. So
okay,
we'll take a break and then we'll start up in January.
Amen.
But we had a nice little breakfast there yesterday with Judah. And him and I enjoyed eating some breakfast, and boy, he was doing good. Hallelujah.
He was throwing it down with you?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Him and Steve, and we had a good time.
Amen. So we have Christmas coming up and Thanksgiving. So remember, we don't have, it's a Thursday, so we don't have service on Thursday. And then we will have a Christmas Eve service. I think we started at 6 or 6:30. Maybe one day we'll pick one time and start on it. I think we'll start at 6. Yeah, let's do that. Remind me the next time I give this announcement, what time we picked. Amen?
6 o'clock.
Amen. 6 o'clock. It's just an I love that night. It's a candlelight service. I love that service. One of my favorite services. Mm-hmm. So and then I think that Sunday is Christmas, correct? So we'll have Christmas. We'll have the regular service on Sunday morning, and we'll come in and just worship Him. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what I've got going on.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, we do have shirt sales. So we've got a couple sweatshirts and a couple hoodies out there. Money will be due next Sunday. So if you want to order those, you can write your order down and then see me for the money.
Yep. There's lots of nice shirts out there that you might like. So make sure you take a look. Out there on the welcome desk, there's a little shirt out there that there's a little piece of paper out there that shows you what the shirts look like and shows you which ones you can get. So it'll be nice. Okay, we're going to go ahead and let the children go to children's church. Now, it says right here in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. So we see right here why God wants us to be givers and tithers, so that He can open up the windows of heaven for us, and He can prove Himself in our lives. God wants to prove Himself faithful to each and every one of us, and He wants to show you why serving Him is such a joy and such an honor, because He will help you and your family get through every situation that you have going on in life. And then the tithing and offerings is just one way to open up the windows of heaven and let Him be touching in our lives each and every day. So we want you to be a good giver in the house of God for your own sake, so that God can prove Himself to you. It's one of the only scriptures where He says, let me prove myself to you, and He will show you His faithfulness and His goodness as you give this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray your blessing over tithes and offerings today, Father. And Lord, we thank you that as each person comes to give, Lord, you're with them and you're looking over what they do, because you're going to prove yourself to them, Father. Lord, you will rebuke the devourer on our behalf, and you will protect the fruits and the seeds of our life, Father. And Lord, you will do what all you have said you would do to open up the windows of heaven on our behalf. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, the subject this morning is God's love makes a way. Amen? God's love makes a way. And we're going to start with the biggest way that God has ever made for us. And that's right here out of John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And so we want to make sure this morning that we know that God is going to find a way to help us in life. Amen? If he found a way to bring salvation to us by having his Son go to the cross and suffer in the grave for 3 days for us, then we know that God will make a way where there is no way. Amen? And God's love will find a way to make your life whole no matter what's going on with you and no matter what you're facing. God will be there to bring you through and to help you in every aspect of it. But I just want to encourage you today, because you really have to make some decisions to see God in the fullness of how he wants to be in your life. You're going to have to make a decision to really trust him and really put your life in his hands and really trust the Bible and read it and start living like what the word says that we should live. Amen? And when we start doing that, then we're going to see God's way come upon our life in all areas of our life. And we're going to know that God is with us. It says right here in Romans chapter 5, 8, it says, "But God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So we know and understand that when we were, before we were saved, we were actually enemies away from God. Amen? And we were actually in opposition of him, living in a way that he did not ever have for us. And that's what's so important to us to understand, is that God is not out to condemn the world. He's just out to show the world how we should have lived this whole time with him at the center of our life. Amen? Because when we live with God out in front of us, and when we live with God at the center of life, then we're living life the way humanity was meant to live it. You were not meant to live this life on your own and think in your own way and trying to do things on your own. You were meant to live this life by learning what the Bible says and by adhering to it and being a part of it. Amen? And so we see examples in the Bible of this, where God is actually showing us that he has commanded his love towards us and that he will find a way to make things work out for us no matter what. And one of those biggest examples is a young man by the name of Joseph. And if you don't know the story of Joseph, I'll try to tell you a little bit about it. It's found in the book of Genesis, chapter 39. But Joseph was a young man that started, he had a vision, and he had a vision of himself being in a position of leadership, and he was ruling over his own household, yet he was a young man. And he told this dream to his dad and to his brothers, and his brothers especially didn't like the story that Joseph told, even though he was telling them a truth about the future and what was going to happen. So what happened was his brothers rose up against Joseph and sold him into slavery. And while he was sold into slavery, God still gave him favor. And God was still with Joseph. And we're just going to look at just a short little scripture here in the book of Genesis 39. Just to show you what it says about Joseph here. "And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was a doer of it." Now what this means is that Joseph got sold first into slavery, and he did such a good job and he got promoted within his boss's place, that the one thing that did happen was is that his boss's wife took a liking to him. And she was trying to get Joseph to be with her, and he would not do it. So she lied on Joseph and got him thrown into prison. But it says that even in prison, he had favor, amen? And he was able to walk through this thing. And what I want you to know as a Christian is that no matter what you got going on in life, God will walk you through it, amen? And I want you to know that it's not going to be easy. Who would have thought that a man of God like Joseph, who had not done anything wrong and was really living for the Lord and was doing all the things that we would be expected to do, would end up in prison, amen? For something he did not do and he was falsely accused of. But even in prison, God brought him to the point where he got raised up out of there, amen? And then he went on ahead and fulfilled the destiny God had for him. So I want you to know, God is always in the process of making a way for you, amen? And so I want you to know today that even though your life has had some ups and downs and you've seen some days that have been tough on you and that are difficult, hang right in there because God's love makes a way, amen? And God is making a way for us, even if it doesn't feel good right now, even if things aren't exactly perfect, I'm telling you that God is making a way for each and every one of us, amen? And God will help us with every battle that we're going through. And God will bring us out on the other side of it. Amen? And so we want you to know that this morning, I want you to just make sure that you just understand that God is with you and that God will help you. At the end of the day, when Joseph ended up getting to where he was supposed to be, he ended up being the right hand of the Pharaoh at the time in which he lived, which was during a time of famine. And guess what? He ended up being exactly what his dream said, and he ended up taking care of not just Pharaoh, but his own family had to come, and Joseph had to take care of them, amen? And thank God that Joseph was such a kind-hearted young man that even though his brothers sold him into slavery, when he had the opportunity to either judge them or redeem them, he chose to redeem them, amen? Which is something that we ought to remember as Christians, that sometimes people might not always treat us right and do things right, but we, when we get the opportunity, we should make sure that we do things the way the Lord would want us to do them. Amen? And so we're going to go over here and we're going to look in the book of Luke chapter 10 for just a little bit. And I'm going to tell you the story about Jesus. It's going to tell us a story about the Jericho Road here in Luke chapter 10, verse 25. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." So we know that the first responsibility we have is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and with all our mind. And then the other thing is like it, is that we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live." But he, willing to justify himself, said unto the Lord, "And who is my neighbor?" In other words, who do I have to be kind to, Lord? Because he was really trying to get the things in his favor so he could be as kind to as few people as he wanted to, I guess. And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." Uh-oh, we don't want to be like that. "And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." So now we have a priest that's a preacher of the gospel, and we have a Levite that's a worshiper, and they both pass over on the other side, leaving this man in the ditch. "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was and saw him, and had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do you likewise. So in other words, Jesus showed through this story how we're supposed to treat people that are in need. Amen. But I also want to tell you that if you ever find yourself on the Jericho Road or in a tough situation again, God's love will make a way for you. Just like this man that was in the ditch, here he was at one of his worst moments and at one of his most difficult moments. And here's someone who he did not even know. In fact, a Samaritan man who probably shouldn't even come along to help this guy is the one that came along and helped him and picked him right up out of the ditch and helped him. And I want you to know something, that if you ever have a Jericho Road moment, God will bring people alongside to support you and help you. I feel like I've been supported when I've had my moments, amen? And that, you know, sometimes difficulty comes in life. Even when you're serving God and you're preaching the gospel and doing all you know to do and you're working hard, there are challenges that hit your life, both physically, mentally, spiritually. There are things that hit you, and sometimes they don't always work out the way you thought, especially initially. You know, sometimes you're believing God for something, and the results that come your way are not good results, and sometimes something doesn't end up the way that you thought it was going to end up. Amen? How many of us have had things that we were believing God for and it ended up differently than what we thought? Well, that is no time for us to give up, is it? It's time for us to say, Lord, I might not understand everything that's happened here. I might not know why it happened. I might not know and understand why I didn't get the outcome I thought. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to back up on my faith, and I'm not going to put you aside. I'm going to keep you as the forefront and the forethought of what I'm going to be working on, God. And the reason why that's so important is because the day's not finished. Listen, sometimes even when we come to an end of the day, we got to remember a day is as 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is a day, amen? And we've got to remember that just because what we're seeing in the short term for us right now that doesn't feel good and that is not easy to get through, doesn't mean that that's what we're going to see forever. Amen? When we keep God out in front of us, we're going to have the opportunity to know him and see him in a different way and to know him at a deeper way and to see him help us at a deeper way. Amen? And we're going to end up getting through these things and not being so crushed by them that we don't see a way through them. Amen? And I'm going to read another story here out of the book of John. John chapter 4. And I'm going to go to verse 6. And Jesus meets a woman at the well. And it says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drinks of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, when hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and to his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto him, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come thither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. So this lady's at the well, and boy, this man's reading her mail. Amen. And I bet you she's sitting there wondering, what in the world is going on? Amen. But it's interesting because this is how it is for us sometimes. The Lord has to read our mail and tell us the truth, doesn't he? The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Boy, that's a word for us today, isn't it? That we must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You know, one thing that I want you to know is that your worship with God must be personal. You know, coming to church and being a part of the body of Christ is one responsibility that we have being a believer, because the Lord does say in his word that we should gather ourselves together, especially as we see the days approaching, and we need to worship together as a corporate group. But also, I want each and every one of us to know that worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth means that you develop your own personal relationship with God and you worship him on a daily basis. Amen. And you live for him on a daily basis. Amen. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus say unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out into the city and came unto him. Now how powerful is this? That, remember, God's love will make a way for us. Amen. So first of all, the Lord makes a way into this woman's heart. And then she gets so excited that she left the very valuable thing she even came there for. Amen. She left her water pot. In other words, she took her trust immediately out of the world system. She took her trust immediately out of what she had known up to this point, and she put her trust in the Lord. Amen. And when she put her trust in the Lord, all of a sudden, things changed for her, so much so that she went and had a voice in her city that she never had before. She went and spoke a word about how she'd been changed, and she was so believable that the people came out of the city and went to meet Jesus and just hear what she had to say. Amen? And that's because she was so believable, because she had been so changed by the Lord. Amen? Powerful. And I want you to know that this is what God's expectation is for us, that we would be so changed by him that people would be willing to hear what we have to say. Amen. Especially the people that are closest around us, they ought to be able to tell when you've been changed by the Lord. Amen. And when something's going on different in you, they should be able to see it, and they should be able to know it, and they should be able to be touched by what you want to give. I want you to know that God's love for you is very personal, okay? And he loves you in such a personal way that he knows you particularly, and he knows what you need in life, amen? And he knows what you're missing in life, amen? And so God needs us to make sure that we open up our heart and that we will let him in and that we will let his love be the way that he wants it to be in our life. Amen? We're going to read what love is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4. It says this, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself. In other words, it is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Love does not seek her own way and is not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. You know, when we think about that, this is how God is towards us. Amen? God hopes all things. He endures all things. And he bears all things on our behalf. And he believes all things. Amen? And he believes good things for us. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that he says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Good thoughts, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Okay? Because God has an expected outcome that he expects you to come to. And he will help you get there. Amen? And so we need to know that God is always with us and that his love is always making a way for us and that God's always pushing through to see things through in our life. Amen? And we're going to read over here in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearl or sword? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through them, him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So we need to understand that there should be nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Amen? And God's love is never going to separate itself from us. Amen? We can always put our trust in him and we can always look towards him in every situation that we have going on. Amen? Because God is always there. Amen? I want you to know that even right now, your Father is in the middle of everything you got going on. Even though you may not know it, and even though you might not be able to feel it, the Lord God is right now helping you in every aspect of your life. He's moving on your behalf right now. And he's in the middle of your situation. You know what? Even if you've not cried out to God in the middle of your situation and your disappointment, he knows right where you're at. And you might be struggling, and you might be at a point where we haven't been reading, we haven't been praying, we haven't been pursuing the way that we should be pursuing. I want you to know that God is right there in the midst of that situation. And all he's doing is waiting for you to look up to him and just cry out to him just one word, one time, and immediately God is joining himself to you in the middle of your battle. Amen? I want you to know that God is a good and loving, caring God. And his way is going to be made for us. Amen? He's going to make a way for you. And all you have to do right now is just give him your heart, give him your soul, and give him everything about your life. And he's just going to take over for you. Amen? I'm telling you right now, I feel like some of you are making adjustments right now in order to accommodate more of God in your life. And I'm telling you that as you do that, the Lord himself is moving on your behalf. Amen? And he's doing things to help you get yourself positioned to really know him and to be able to move with him. Amen? Because God wants you to have the best of the best. He really does. God wants you to be in the best of the best situations of life. Amen? He wants you joined with people that are of God. Amen? He wants you to know those people around you and make sure that he's bringing people across your path that are going to help you lead your way to the Lord even in a deeper way. Amen? That's what God's desire is for us, and that's what his hope is, and that's what he's doing for us on our behalf. Amen? I'm just telling you that the Lord is just looking to make a way for you today. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Because the Lord thy God, he will be with me. Amen. He'll prepare me a table. Woo! You know I love those food scriptures. I love it when I get to eat. Amen. He'll prepare me a table in the midst of my enemies. Amen. I get to eat even when I got enemies around me. I'm doing well. Amen. I'm doing well. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God is always going to be working for us. Amen. And I can stand here and tell you today that I've had my share of battles in my time at Jericho. And I tell you what, God rescued me. Amen. And I tell you what, he's rescuing all of us. Amen. And he will bring us through every situation with his love and his mercy and his kindness around us. Amen. And so I'm just telling you that today, I just feel like the Lord is lifting some burdens off of us today. Amen. And you let the Lord lift that burden off of you and you put it in his hands. Amen. He says, casting all your care upon him because he cares for us. He doesn't say cast a little bit on him. He doesn't say give me a little bit, but I don't want it all. No, no, no. He says casting all your cares upon me because I care for you. Amen. And if the Lord don't want you to cast all your care upon him because he cares for you, I suggest we get it done. Amen. I suggest we do exactly what God tells us to, because when we do exactly what God tells us to, then he's going to do his part in it. Amen. And so cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. Amen. You know, the Lord is concerned about the little things in our life. He's concerned about the big things, but he's the God that's numbered every hair on your head. He knows more about you than you know yourself. I mean, one day he even asked me years ago, he said, Philip, do you know how many hairs are on your head? When I was stressing about something, I'm telling you, I was driving down the road and I was stressing and I was praying, but I was under stress. And I just heard a voice say, Philip, do you know how many hairs are on your head? And I said, well, no, Lord, I sure don't. And he said, well, I do. Amen? Yeah. And basically, he was letting me know, now, if I know how many hairs are on your head, then I know this situation and I can handle it. Amen? Because he was basically letting me know that he knew me better than I knew myself. He knew more about me than I knew my own self. Amen? And if he knows more about me than I know my own self, then he is going to be able to sit there and take that situation and handle it. Amen? And so I want you to know something. The Lord knows more about you than you even know yourself. Amen? And he's there to answer your prayers and to help you in life. Amen? And he will help you with every situation you got going on. Amen? Can I get a hand clap for the Lord today? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have any prayer requests? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray over the congregation today right now, God, that Father, you are removing burdens, God. You are destroying yokes with your anointing, Father God. And Lord, you are setting people free. Amen. Lord, you're growing us, you're strengthening us, God. And Father, even right now as we sit here, you're making a way for us, amen? Because your love always makes a way, Father. And Lord, you're helping each and every one of us, God, and you're strengthening each and every one of us, Father. And Lord, we just declare your goodness, and we just declare, God, your greatness today, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for all of your goodness and kindness that's come upon us, God, and that it will continue to come upon us, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you're helping us with every day-to-day battle that we see, Father God. And you're helping us with places of stress in every area that we need your strengthening in, God. You're doing it and you're helping us, God. And you are faithful, Father God. I thank you that you are faithful, amen. And that you make a way when there seems to be no way. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, you guys have me a little fired up today. I'm excited about the goodness of God. Amen. I'm just excited about his faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, God bless you and thank you for being here with us. I'll be up here for anybody that needs prayer. And I just want you to go and have a great day today and just let God strengthen you. Amen. Amen.